Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, Branch 304. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a quick postal podcast for you today. I was asked the question, what do I think as a president or as a union leader, a union steward representative, what should they do for the people? And I'm going to give you my perspective on that. And as a union leader, stewards should be held accountable to represent our members. A steward should be someone who holds that position of stewardship, union representative, as an honor. Because it is not only an extra duty assignment, they get paid for doing that job. So when I say they get paid for doing that job, they should be more than welcoming grievances. They should be more than welcoming the opportunity to sit down and show people what a member may perceive to be a grievance, if it is or if it isn't, based on contractual language. A steward should be that strong rock that stands between an employee and management, ever so vigilant to ensure that the rights that are guaranteed not only by federal law but by our national agreement are upheld every opportunity. I'm just not a fan. I've never been a fan of stewards not studying their contract, but becoming more versed at slick deal-making lawyers, so to speak. We have a national agreement that is ratified by our national and by the post office. That is the agreement from which we work. If we don't like what's in it, then we as stewards or stewards should be communicating with the members to seek changes. But once that contract is our contract, that's the doctrine that we go by. And let me tell you something, folks. If you stop and think about how many times management actually violated your work rights that wasn't covered by the contract. And I say that to say we have to be better stewards, because there are glaring violations that take place that for some reason we're not able to adjudicate properly. And that comes from us not knowing our contract or stewards not knowing how to navigate through the system. And I'm here to tell you, am I a professional at it? Not at this exact date, but I will be. And not only will I be a professional at it, I'm going to be so professional at it that I want to show others the method so that they can be more proficient at it. Again, we've been at this game of union labor for some time now. And I'm thankful for the strides that unions have made in today's work environment. But we still have a ways to go. And I'm thankful, and I want to always remind members that you have to belong to the union. You have to be a part of the union, because there are strength in numbers. And we have the numbers to say we can take better control over the quality of our work life. And that first line opportunity starts with your stewards. So, again, as a local president, or as a branch president, or as a union leader, it will be paramount to me to hold consistent training classes with the stewards. It will be paramount that myself and the staff, the headquarters staff, visit offices, not just to see how you're doing, but to see what you're doing as well, to provide that higher level of guidance that's going to show you how to better prepare grievances to be settled at step one or two, or at the very least have the proper documentation to give our step-free representative all the ammunition they need so that they can win the case for us. So being a steward is very important to me. It will be very important, and I'm going to incorporate again with the national blessing, and I'm talking once I'm voted in as your local president, a consistent training program that stewards will get together. We will have online training, online conversation. Again, this podcast that I do now will be an integral part of my administration once I'm voted in as local president. We will stay in touch. We will continue to train, and we will get better. That's what I have to say about what I think union stewards should do or should be doing. Hey, this is your branch president with a quick 5-minute postal podcast for you. Let's have a great day.